From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Deb Slater reading Wind Water by Jeannie Williams. Now let's begin with author's note. Windmills are beautiful things against blue skies, promising water in parched country. They've always been part of my landscape, but it wasn't until I read Blades in the Sky by T. Lindsay Baker, published in 1992, by Texas Tech University Press, Lubbock, Texas, that I realized there was quite a lot to erecting and maintaining windmills and how vital they were and still are in many places to the plains. Baker's book is drawn from the records and memories of B.H. Tex Burdick, who ran a windmilling company out of El Paso. Dozens of his vintage photographs illustrate the text. It is filled with triumphs, disasters, and the men who set up mills from West Texas through New Mexico. When I asked Dave Webb of the Kansas Heritage Center in Dodge City if he knew of any good material on windmills, he lent me 10 years of the Windmiller's Gazette, edited and with many articles by the same T. Lindsay Baker, who wrote Blades in the Sky. With photos and sketches, these were a treasure trove of information. Dave also referred me to an excellent history of American windmills, Wind Catchers, by Volta Torrey, the Stephen Green Press, Brattleboro, Vermont, 1976. Dave, an author himself and peerless educator, has generously helped me with sources for a number of my books, and I am grateful. The range war in my story was waged with windmills. Without them, the plains could never have been settled. I might have located this book in many places, but I chose my favorite...